Welcome to Vehicle City Sound. This is a special broadcast. We are actually live in Pitt's Cutting Lounge in Chesterfield, Michigan. Getting ready for a big event that's coming up here on Saturday, September 28th of this year. For more than 20 years, the North Gratiot Cruise has been a part of Chesterfield. And more recently, in the last decade or so, eight, 9 years.
Hold on, 9 years.
Pete has been here. And where we are sitting right now at Pete's Cutting Board, we are with
Pete Daca.
All right. And he is the owner and operator of Pete's Butcher Block, where we are here. We're at 5225 Gratiot Avenue in Chesterfield Township. Just a stone's throw from where this classic car show is going to be gathering at the Kohl's parking lot, just down the street. But the action, the real action, is going to be right here at Pete's Cutting Board, because we've got what we're all about with Vehicle City Sound. Pete's got the cutting board stage, which I'm assuming is going to be back on the parking lot again this year.
All right.
Beginning at 11 a.m. with our opener, Wolf Monk, a newcomer to this. We're going to talk to them here shortly. But going until 6 o'clock,
yes.
We've got acts all day long. Tell us a little bit about how this all came about and what you do today.
I bought the bar about 9 years ago, and I'm a car guy. Mm-hmm. It was a car show here, actually. And I came in with my Mustang and came here, and the guy was like, hey, you want to buy this bar? And I just ended up buying it just because it was, you know, it was a local bar 2 miles away from the house. And they did this event.
Yeah.
Ended up buying it 9 years later.
So, honey, if I go to a car show with a car, don't let me buy a bar. I think that's it.
Well,
the owner asked me to buy the bar.
Yeah.
I had no intention of buying it. Yeah. Truly.
Was your intention to originally buy a car that was here and then he ran into you? Or how did that start?
The guy that owned it before, I've known him for like years, like in Coney Island business, restaurants. And I just pulled in with the Gratiot Cruise. It was Gratiot Cruise, yep. The Chesterfield. And I pulled in, and he walked up to me and said, hey, Pete, you want to buy this bar? And I was like, I'm not looking to buy a bar. I told my wife. My wife said, buy it.
All right.
She all right. said, buy it?
Yep.
And the rest is history.
Yes, the rest is history, yep.
You've had a good run with things. Good things happening here. And on of course, now you've been doing this the music association with the North Gratiot Cruise here now for 8 years.
8 years, yep.
And never stopped. Out there has been fantastic. I know we've been here a couple of times to see it. We're looking forward to coming back here on Saturday, September 28th, for this year's version. We've got several bands up here. We mentioned Wolf Monkey's going to kick things off at 11. Blue Sky Riley is on at 12:15. 86 Noodles, amazing band. They're on here at 1:30. And the Jackie Daniels Show goes from 3:30 until 6. And I'm guessing there might be a couple of special guests to join her on that stage.
I hope so.
As well.
My buddy Alan now.
I think he will.
So.
I think he will. I saw him hanging out at the end of the bar here tonight, so we're going to get him on the microphone as well. What sorts of things special do you do during that, during the North Gratiot Cruise? During the music and everything else that you do?
Main special is corned beef, Rubens, pastrami, burgers, stuff like that, you know. Fresh food, you know, it's a great time.
Those beer are the specials.
Yes. Beer specials.
And how do fans find out more about the bars? Or a Facebook, a website, they can find out the events that are going on here, a little more information about the bar.
I think Facebook's I think the most, but I think word of mouth too, because it's been so busy for 8 years, you know, and I was a newcomer in this. I'm a car guy myself.
Yeah.
I do a burnout for my customers every year.
All right.
Like a mean burnout. I blew my tires twice. 2 years straight, I blew my tires.
Is this the same Mustang?
I was just going to ask.
Mustang, yes.
All right.
Same Mustang.
What year is it?
89 Mustang.
All right.
Wait. Is it black, red, or blue? Oh.
Mine was red as well. Should have hung on to that.
Yeah. I'm always going to pop since I was in high school.
So what? What else special? Is there anything else that people should be looking for? I mean, do people need to bring lawn chairs for this? As far as the setup and so forth is outside for the show?
The show, we got tables and chairs, you know, picnic tables and chairs. And a lot of people bring the lawn chairs. You should, because you never know.
Yeah.
We get either super busy or, you know, people sit in the grass. People sit everywhere.
Well, I think from the last time I was here, you had a lot of those classic cars were parked right out the parking lot here out front. So folks will be able to check out the cars in addition to the music, everything right here in front of us.
Yes. 1 year I had no parking, regular car, so we parked across the street. And we had like 100 hot rods. Everybody else, regular car.
That was a lot of fun.
Last year was a good year, too.
Do you think it's going to be something similar this year?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Nope, it's all about the weather.
Yeah, well, that's cool, too. That's cool. Rain's going to get out of the way this week. We're not going to worry about it.
I hope so.
Keep this in mind, folks. One more time, I want to make sure you know. Pete's Cutting Board is where we are. This is 20-plus years of the North Branch of Cooch. Saturday, September 28th, 2024. 10 o'clock in the morning.
Actually, 9 a.m.
9 a.m. The restaurant bar is
homemade Bloody Marys.
Bloody Marys, and I've experienced it. You must. We got music starting at 11 a.m. It's going to be going right up until 6 o'clock. Of course, the classic cars are going to be here. Pete's going to be
here. We're going to be here. Good times. Great times.
I'm really excited. I don't know why.
I'm so excited. I love it. Last 8, almost 9 years, I think it's the best day of the year for me.
It's certainly a high.
Yeah. The people, they're so friendly. Our guys, it's just an awesome time, you know.
Well, and your crowd in this restaurant is the same way. I know the first time I ever come in, of course, I know Cornbread, who's sitting here at the table, and I thought that would be a strike.
He's an awesome guy.
When I came in. But people still like me, even though I associated with Cornbread. So it's okay. It's okay.
True.
I just see a grin on the end of the table there.
Hey, Pete, we really appreciate this. We're looking forward to the event. We're going to get a chance to talk to some of the performers here. We'll work them on in. Any last-minute things you want to say, folks?
Guys, I'm missing out. It's the greatest time of the last car show in Michigan, almost.
Yeah.
Call them for sure. Have a good time. Great time.
We will be out in force. Thanks so much, Pete.
Thank you, brother.
Welcome back to Vehicle City Sound Podcast. This is our special for the North Gratiot Cruise. Special edition of Vehicle City Sound. More than 20 years this program has been going on out here in Chesterfield. And Pete's Butcher Block Bar has been a big part of this for the last 8 or 9 years. We've got a band coming in here that's sitting with us right now that this is their first time playing as Wolf Monkey. Joining us here, they're going to be leading things off on Saturday, September 28th, going on stage at 11 a.m., going to get things started, and I know from listening to some of their tunes, going to get us started in a great way. Tell us who we got.
My name is Dan Morgenroth, John Sparks,
Bradford Fuller,
Tom Kolarik,
Jim Olson.
Tell us a little bit about the band. Now, this is a culmination of two different bands, so a little bit of history lesson here. What's all?
Well, first of all, thanks for having us. We are stoked to play this event. So our background is essentially grunge, right? I think we all had a passion for grunge music. We tooled around in 2019, the three of us, with some other cats and in the basement and seeing where how it would work out, essentially, right? So we started messing around with Nirvana songs and Soundgarden, whatever, you know, that whole grunge thing. And everybody it just took off. So I'm a songwriter. I write all the originals, and Michelle does too with their band. So Aqua Monkey started in 2019. We sprinkled in covers. You know, we had to add more covers just because the venue required that, right?
Oh, but sure.
We're primarily an original band that is grunge alternative.
Well, that's got quarter people.
I'm all over it.
Awesome. This is what she listens to.
Yeah.
So you got to put up with me in the country.
Oh, okay.
So this is my
flop.
Yeah. No, I'm not saying I don't like it. Mm-hmm. I like it. And I'm liking what you guys are doing right now. So you got to move stuff up.
Well, we don't collectively as Wolf Monkey yet. We had recorded a live studio album as Aqua Monkey, which is, 8 tracks, 9 tracks. They released as Michelle Wolf in the Wolfpack.
Mm-hmm.
So essentially when we came together, we started playing both the songs. We haven't written collectively yet.
Gotcha.
So, I mean, we've played 6, 7, 8 shows now, you know, maybe even more. So we're gelling well. So we're pretty excited about it.
And what a great opportunity to open up something like this.
Right.
A great, great little program that they had. We've got, as we mentioned, 8 or 9 years now of the Butcher Block stage up there.
Mm-hmm.
And some great folks playing with you. And just to give a little rundown, of course, Wolf Monkey's going to pick things off from 11 to 11:45 a.m. Blue Sky Riley up from 12:15 to 1. 86 Noodles is going to get everybody going from 1:30 to 3. And then the Jackie Daniels Show wrapping things up 3:30 to 6. This is all happening out at Pete's Butcher Block, September 28th, which is a Saturday. I'm predicting right now it's going to be a beautifully sunny 65-degree day, all set for some good 90s grunge rock and
roll. Yeah, I'm in. Let's go.
Sounds good to us. We're pumped.
Tell us a little more about that. So what you say, this is probably the 10th or 11th time you guys have all been up together. What are you envisioning happening down the road for Wolf?
Essentially, we're sticking to the course. I mean, we're going to write grunge, alternative. You know, some of our covers that we sprinkle in 80s, you know, pop rock, stuff like that, which is just for crowd pleasers.
Sure.
But our true passion, I think, is more that alternative grunge. And, I mean, what do you guys think? I think...
Buzz-driven guitars.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's pretty... We have a heavy sound. We can lighten it up, but we don't like to. No,
you do what you want to do.
We do what we want to do. You know, we've played in some small rooms, and it's like, oh man, you know, you can tell they're cringing, but we're not turning it down.
Two bass players, right? So that's intriguing.
That is a unique aspect of this. So tell us a little bit about the problems as far as the sound is concerned.
And it's a big progressive sound, right? So we got Tom, who's our, like to say, lead bassist. He gives you that little roll and that good rhythm section with that funky style to it. And then me, myself, I keep the rhythm going, man. Mm-hmm. I'm the backbeat. Everything keeps nice and smooth and structured. So you get harmonies with the guitars, because the guitars are great harmonies. And then you got good harmony with the bass to back it up as well. Great rhythm section.
Sounds like a very unique sound. Sounds like, even though you're talking about a genre that you're playing, you've taken your spin on it. You put your spin on the music that we've heard.
Yeah.
In addition to what your own is.
Yeah, we do a cover of Stand By Me by Benny King, and you wouldn't even recognize it. Like it, we've taken it to a Tool level, you know.
Really? Oh, yeah. I must have.
So it's pretty dark, but that's my passion. As if I can make it darker, I'm really happy about it. You know, the darker the better.
I think I'm scooting my chair a little bit.
Because I'm all in here.
So we've even dabbled with like Phil Collins. Like everybody loves In the Air Tonight. That's obviously a crowd favorite.
Yeah.
Same thing though. We take that and it's just buzz, distortion, ripping guitar leads. And Phil Collins is probably like, Jesus, these guys are nuts. So. We like the idea is we like to take older songs and like discussed it many times. Like it's like we like to make them heavier.
Yeah.
You know, because if anybody wants they want to hear the original, they'll go home and throw it on the CD player.
Right. Right, that's true.
So right. Yeah, no, that oh my gosh, that's what got us the first place to battle the bands in Roseville. It was a benefit gig for Recovering Addict Live, right. Yeah, we took first place in that. We showed up, we were the last band, we played one of our originals, two covers, and the main one was In the Air Tonight. Everybody loved it. Everybody did. So we're at that point, we're like, yeah, at that point, we're going to keep it. Oh, most definitely. That's a staple. It's in there.
I like how this is transpiring. Don't forget, this is going to be on Saturday, 28th of September. We're out here at 50225 Gratiot Avenue. It's Pete's Butcher Block. Bar opens at 9. The best Bloody Marys in the world are going to be here at 9. There's going to be some food, corned beef, great stuff all day long. Wolf Monkey takes the stage at 11 a.m. Blue Sky Riley at 12:15, 86 Noodles at 1:30, and the Jackie Daniels Show wrapping things up between 3:30 and 6. We're enjoying talking with the fellas here from Wolf Monkey right now, and sounds like you might want some earplugs at 11 a.m. Just to protect your eardrums?
It's recommended.
If it's not 10, it's not right.
Right.
Okay.
Goes to 11.
Special earplugs.
Guys, one more thing. this time?
Well, we do have a female vocalist, okay, which is cool for us. I'm a vocalist as well. So we do harmonize. I've never been in a band with a female. So it's been interesting, enlightening. We're learning from each other. I'm the dad of the group. I'm the oldest. So I bring 25 years of experience from songwriting and harmonizing. So it's been a good collaboration in that respect. But I think, you know, everybody is pretty excited about a 6-piece band, you know, and the most interesting thing is actually getting together and practicing our schedules. But, you know, weekends we have all free. It's been an easy transition for going from 2 3-piece bands to a 6-piece band. Well, I didn't think it was going to work out as well as it did.
Well, it's always great. It's that sort of realization, something really comes together like this, and you get the sound that you're looking for. And I see the map. That's I think from you're talking
about. Yes. Yep.
Yeah, we all equally are passionate about this project, hardcore.
Yeah, keep a lookout for me and Johnny Boy. We're the ones that are going to be making the goofy faces at people. That's just what we do best. I don't take life too seriously, so I'm going to be ripping guitar leads and cross-eyeing at people. So it's like a comedy show at the same time. So don't say we don't do nothing for you.
Well, I'll tell you what, we are definitely looking forward to this. We've got a song from Wolf Monkey that we're going to be playing here in just a second. So you're going to get a little taste of this. You're going to understand what it is. It's going to be opening up the show. Once again, they're going to be here for 11:45 on Saturday, September 28th. You got to be here. It's very important to hear what they've got to present. We're looking forward to all of this. Wolf Monkey, thank you so much for joining us here today.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
All righty. Let's give this one a listen.
And here's Wolf Monkey with Time as We Know It.
I feel a hole the size of a pin. I can hear the voices coming again. A faint hello, the nagging ear. A
what am I still?
Welcome back to this special edition of Vehicle City Sound. We are here at Pete's Cutting Board in Chesterfield, Michigan, talking about the North Grasset Cruise, which is happening on Saturday, September 28th. This year. Pete's is going to open up at 9 a.m. that day. We're going to be going all day long strong with some fantastic music, including the young lady that we've got with us right now, Blue Sky Riley. Blue Sky, welcome.
Yes, thank you for having me on here.
Well, you're going to be up on stage from 12:15 to 1 on that particular day. And it's kind of special to me. The first time we was on this stage. And wow, what a couple of years it's been.
I know, right? It's 2 years ago. I think I remember like the day. You know, it was a cool car show that they always got going on. I remember seeing you guys out there, and I was like, you know, I always had fun.
And you've really kind of taken off here. Since that show, obviously, a lot of work with Alan Turner.
Yeah, it was.
You're doing an awful lot on your own right now. In the summer of 2024, that's got to go down to the record books for you.
I know, yeah, definitely. Probably one of the busiest summers, I can say, honestly, so far. You know,
how much fun was it being out like that? You were out every weekend.
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, like, I think it was about, like, 13 shows I had just in the month of July. So I was pretty busy with that. And yeah, pretty much every weekend I had a show. But honestly, like, it wasn't like super exhausting as a lot of people would think it would be. I actually had like a lot of fun like doing that. Because like that way, like, you build your experience on the stage by just keep doing it. And since I was doing a lot of the shows with my band too, I was building that bond with them. And I felt like that was really special.
And that band is pretty fantastic.
Yeah, they're great. I love them.
Now, is there something special going on that day too while you're performing on stage?
Yes, it is my birthday. Yes.
Yeah, so do as a, the audience, do we get to sing you happy birthday then?
Of course. I'd be so happy.
Aww.
Oh, that's fantastic. Oh. I'm looking forward to celebrating. Well,
yes, thank you.
And you've got a couple of new songs that are being produced right now to be released at a date to be mentioned.
Yeah, coming soon is kind of, but yeah, I recorded those in Nashville. I play one of them live already, which is American Carol. And then the other one is Color Me Pink, which I'm sure you've heard about, which is about my mom's breast cancer journey and just bringing awareness to that whole idea and stuff.
Amazing.
Yeah.
A lot of us may take for granted.
Yeah.
But still have fun. Mm-hmm. You know, we saw you at the St. Clair Hotel.
Okay, yeah.
August.
I think so. Yeah.
It was so much fun. There, even though it was a short little set, like those little, like any show that I do, especially when, even if it's solo acoustic, whatever, I'm doing what I enjoy. And, like, seeing people out there, especially you guys, I'm even really happy that you guys came that day.
Well, thank you.
Yeah.
We had a great time. That was so much fun.
Yeah.
So tell folks a little bit about what they're going to experience when they hear you up on stage. So folks that don't know you, that are
yeah.
to this car show, what can they expect?
Like, for the music that I typically play, too, like, you can add that. I play a lot of variety, so a lot of people hear country and a little bit of, like, classic, like, Fleetwood Mac, I would say. And then, like, a lot of our music is, like, 90s rock, so you'll definitely hear a lot of that music. And I don't know, I just, like, when I perform, I also love, like, engaging the crowd, so be expecting to participate on a couple of songs.
Well, and I can attest too, you have a unique and very distinct voice. You sound a lot of the other performers that we hear. Sets you apart.
Yeah.
Do you feel that? You know that?
Yeah.
As you're up there?
Yeah, when I'm up there, especially because, like, I wouldn't have, like, been aware of it if, like, by myself, no one really had told me, but like so many people told me, like, you're, like, unique, you sound like your own sound, you know, you have your own sound. And now that, like, I'm aware of that, I'm like, yeah, I can make that, like, my own. And a lot of the covers I do, I notice that I'm making here little changes here and there to make it sound like it's Blue Sky's version, right? So
yeah.
How can fans find you again? I mean, we know, but those who are listening, because we've got listeners all over, where can people find you in your music?
So a lot of where I have my Facebook called Blue Sky Riley, Blue Sky SKYE. And then I also have a website, which is blueskyofficial.com. And you can check out like different events on there. And then you can check out different, even different music platforms that my songs are on, and all that stuff is on there.
Some great merch.
Oh, yes. Yes.
I hear it.
I do. I should have those. Yeah. I have a pair.
All right. Just going to save folks. Let's get them out here. What else are they going to see when they get here?
Well, they're going to see a wonderful personality, and I would love to see their wonderful faces out there, you know, because whoever goes out there, I'll be very happy to see them. I just love, you know, performing for people, and I have that love and passion for it, and you'll see me out there doing my best and, you know, just having fun with whatever I'm doing, and you'll be seeing a little happy face up there.
Celebrating her birthday.
Yep.
I love her.
Once again, that's Saturday, September 28th. 24. We're here at Boots Butcher Block out here, 50225 Rashid Avenue. That's an interesting deal. Blue Sky is going to be taking the stage from 12:15 to 1 p.m. Cannot wait to hear you.
I'm so excited.
Thanks so much for joining us.
Yes, thank you.
Let's give a listen to this one from Blue Sky, right?
When this country was a whisper, bells of freedom rang true. There's a storm on the horizon, here comes the red, white, and blue. Bless the bread, the baker, the Lord, he's a maker in America. When the world is in peril, sing this American carol. Everybody of the brave, freedom taken to the grave by those who were not cave. Love the taste of the pride. Oh, thank God is on my side in America. When the world is
We are back at Pete's Cutting Board. C. Willie and Quarter Pete are with you, and we've got performers that have been a part of this program now for several years. In fact, we were thinking maybe five or six of the eight, but Pete's had this out here. 86 Noodles has been a major part of the show. I've seen these guys in a number of places. One of my favorite bands to see. We've got Joe Matthews with us. Joe, tell us who all is here.
Hi, everyone. My name is Joe Matthews, and I'm the singer and bass player in the band. We also have Harold, the drummer, and Dave Matthews, the guitarist. So,
hi, my name is Harold Schwenk. Been with these guys since November of 2023.
Good afternoon, everyone. Dave Matthews here. Just an honor to be speaking to you, and love what we do. We love all of you.
We love having you all here, and obviously, Alan, who helps put this on, has a very soft spot for you guys as well. Tell us a little bit about your relationship with Alan Tone.
So we've known Alan for years. We've met through mutual music acquaintances, and since then we just kind of evolved into doing some shows together, which involved here at Pete's. And we started doing it like several years ago, and ever since it just turned into a great thing. But Alan's been a big supporter of ours, and we've been a big supporter of his as well. And obviously he won't be here this year doing the Alan Turner Band, but we're super stoked to be opening for the amazing, beautiful, talented Jackie Daniels, because she's pretty great.
I think I see her down there. Jackie.
All these stars are coming up to the table. So as we mentioned, we're with 86 Noodles right now. You guys are going to be on stage from 1:30 to 3. Again, folks, this is Saturday, September 28th, 2024. We're at Pete's Butcher Block, 50225 Gratiot Avenue in Chesterfield Township. This is all the North Gratiot Cruise. And 20-plus years this has been going on. You guys have been a part of this for 5 or 6 with Pete. Pete's doing some great things here with the bar. One of the things, though, that I think we all get fired up is anybody that's seen 86 Noodles knows the kind of performance that you all put on. And it is a crowd participation show. Tell me a little bit about that.
So we've been around going on 9 years, and we're very heavily into crowd participation. We firmly believe that without the audience and the crowd, and it's the truth, we wouldn't be there doing what we do. And there's so many amazing, talented bands out there. Us being a cover band, you know, there's many cover bands. We try to make the tunes our own in a way, and we also try to engage the audience and get them to participate as much as possible, because we say that once you've seen us, you're family, and we firmly believe that. Once a noodle, always a noodle. We have people that say, we're groupies. I say, you're not groupies, you're noodles, because we like to get to know the people that come and see us. We like to get to know the people that come out and support us, because it means a lot to us. And we do look at these people as family and friends, and we want them to have a good time and a memorable experience. And we always try never to put on the same show the same way twice. So that's why we are very fortunate to have multiple people that do support us that we call family and friends, because they do have a different experience every time they see us.
Well, and I love one of the things that you just brought up, because, yes, cover band. 86 Noodles has you.
Thank you.
And you do buy that. You make the songs your own. I've heard versions of songs that like that better than the original.
Thank you. You we try. We try to stir the pot, so to speak, and we call it noodleizing. We noodleize every tune. And sometimes we take multiple genres and multiple songs and put them into one. Sometimes we stop completely and have the audience sing. But in that same aspect, if you are somebody that isn't somebody that wants to be engaged or you know, more of a person that likes to watch. We also try to gauge the crowd and see who would like to participate versus who doesn't, because I don't want anybody that may seem, you know, hey, I like to go watch live music, but I don't want to be a part of it. That it's not mandatory.
But I will say, I think one of the things I enjoy the most is you talk about engaging the crowd. Engaging the crowd is one thing. Being a part of the crowd is a whole other level.
Well, I'm not part of the crowd. The crowd is part of the band, and that's what we do, because we like to have fun. We're there to have fun. We're there to have a good time, and we're there to have everybody else have a good time as well. So that's what we try to do. That's why a lot of our songs, people say, what kind of cover band are you? We used to go and say, hey, we're a classic rock cover band, but we're really eclectic covers, because we do make everything our own, but we perform songs from the 1950s to today. They may have been country at one point, and then we covered them, and they're no longer country. They've been noodleized, you know, things like that. So it's what we do, and we love what we do. So
keep in mind, 86 Noodles, who we're talking to right now, Joe, Dave, and Harold, we're all out here. They're going to be on stage from 1:30 to 3 p.m. on Saturday, the 28th of September, back out here at Pete's Cutting Block for the 20th version, or 21st or 22nd, you know, someplace past 20 years of the North Gratiot Cruise here in Chesterfield, Michigan. We're looking forward to having you all out here. Tell them that, you know, we've talked a lot about what folks can expect. What's the most fun for you all when you're up on the stage involving the audience with what you're playing? And Harold, you're relatively new to the group.
Yeah.
How has this experience been for you?
It's a learning experience. Big learning experience.
Were you in shock the first time?
Yes.
You saw her own crowd like that?
I don't know, but he's laughing. So I'm like, there's a story, I think.
Well, because, you know, They put an ad out looking for a drummer, and I answered it. Joe just gave me a bunch of dates and said, here are the song lists, and this is what we play, and this is where we're going to be. I said, all right, you know. And I made the mistake of learning the songs as they are written. Nah, big mistake.
Far from the way they're performed.
So I had to get used to how they put everything together real quick. I'm still learning. I'm still putting some stuff together.
But certainly having fun.
Oh, yeah, yeah. If I wasn't having fun, I wouldn't do it.
Absolutely.
I'm too old to work at this. You know,
so. And Dave, you're one of the better guitar players I've heard. We love the way you
do that. Yeah, I appreciate it. I appreciate it, seriously. One of the things for me, as far as, you know, fun and everything, especially here at Pete's Cutting, is tell you what, you got all the nice rides, you got all the nice cars, you got bands all day long, just a real beautiful atmosphere where everyone's just having a great time, and it's good stuff. So
it's certainly a fun day if you are in the area, certainly, or come from out of town. There's probably going to be a couple thousand folks here during the course of the day. I know Pete's talking about what he can do with the parking lot this year. Site those that are patrons, whether we may be able to bring in the plastic cars to his primary parking lot. If that's the case, he talked about that. They did that a few years ago. I have about 100 plastic cars in there. That's a great opportunity. You're listening to the music, which is right outside, right beside the parking lot. You've got the cars all sitting right there. Weather permitting. It is an absolutely beautiful sight. I know Horm sits down here at the end of the table. I saw him actually up on the roof of this bar taking pictures.
I think that's true.
I have a feeling that will happen. So one more thing. What is going to bring the folks in here to see 86 Noodles?
On that date in particular, it's not just 86 Noodles. There's an amazing lineup, great food, amazing weather, hopefully permitting. But I mean, we've played when it rained before, too, and the party still went on. It still went on. We made it work.
Impression Pete's going to make sure the party happens, so no matter
what. Oh, absolutely. And the cars, the atmosphere, and one of my favorite things is the diversity of the crowd. Because one thing that we do is we've played for various ages and we have various followers. And I love when the kids can come out and, you know, people that not necessarily want to go to a bar in the evening can come out. And it's a very nice thing for the community and everyone just to gather together and have just an amazing time and an amazing day.
All right. Don't forget, 86 Noodles is going to be here on Saturday the 28th between 1:30 and 3. Prior to them, 11 to 11:45, it's Wolf Monkey. Blue Sky Riley is on from 12:15 to 1 p.m., then 86 Noodles up until 3. And then the Jackie Daniels Show hits the stage from 3:30 to 6. Saturday, September 28th. Bar opens at 9. I heard there's the most amazing Bloody Marys in the world are going to be here at that point in time. He's going to have all kinds of great food here. Going right up until 6 o'clock in the morning, along with the North Gratiot Cruise. Looking forward to having 86 Noodles out here. Guys, thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having us. It was a pleasure, and we appreciate everything you guys do.
Thank you. We're on Saturday, September 28th. Welcome back to the Vehicle City Sound. This is our special North Gratiot Cruise edition. More than 20 years this car show here in Chesterfield, Michigan. Saturday, September 28th, 2024 is the next version of this. We are at Pete's Butcher Block Bar. Look, our location here is 50225 Gratiot Avenue in Chesterfield Township. Come on out on Saturday, the 28th. If you're not in the area, road trip. You need to be here. We got a lot of fun going on. Pete's going to open up at 9 o'clock that morning. He tells me he makes the best Bloody Mary this side of the Mississippi, so we're looking forward to experiencing that. We're looking forward to experiencing some live music all day long, starting off with Wolf Monkey, just spoke with here a few seconds ago. They're going to take the stage from 11 to 11:45. Taste of the 90s, little grunge act, they're going to get us started. Blue Sky Riley is going to be on from 12:15 to 1. She's had such a busy Sunday and talking about the things that have been going on. And grand country music to the stage.
And don't forget, that's her birthday, too.
And sing to her that day. 86 Noodles is going to get the crowd involved. They're on from 1:30 to 3, and then two of our all-time favorites, without question, are going to be taking the stage. It's going to be the Jackie Daniels Show from 3:30 to 6. We're very, very grateful to have with us right now Jackie Daniels, and of course, Alan Turner, who got this whole thing going. Jackie, welcome. Alan, welcome.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
So you
Well, this is really kind of a special year for me. We've been doing the Pete's Cutting Board thing. Alan Turner's been here for, I guess, this is the 9th year that he's played. And since I've been in the band, I've had the pleasure of joining him on the stage. This will be the first year that I'm actually headlining and fronting the band for the show. So it's kind of exciting alongside, you know, Blue Sky and 86 Noodles. I love the other bands that are going to be there. And it's going to be very special because not only am I going to be fronting the band, but we're going to make Alan get back up there and do his songs because it's a party. It's a party out here. The crowd wouldn't allow it. It's kind of like developed, you know, you see the same people year after year and it becomes kind of like the Pete's family almost.
Folks that are here from all walks, all types of music. Those that listen to the Pacific Sound for the last couple of months know that work is going on. Alan, how does it feel?
You know, Jackie's doing such a great job that I don't mind being retired, being that old guy just watching her do her thing. So it's all good. I enjoy it. She is doing an amazing job. She's an incredible singer, songwriter. I'm honored to share the stage with her every night that I get an opportunity to.
So sweet.
Love what you've been doing here. We saw you guys last. Some great things going on. You all have been out quite a bit, Alan, with the Kenny Rogers tribute. Jackie's a part of that. But there's a lot going on now with the Jackie Janis show too.
Yeah, there's a lot going on. I'm definitely doing some more full band stuff this year with Alan's help and kind of borrowing members of the Steel Horse Band. That's been fun. I'm going to Nashville to record and release some more music. And I'm doing some kind of like singer-songwriter showcases in the meantime, open mics, things of that nature. So I'm just doing my thing, having a good time.
Staying busy.
Mm-hmm.
So next week, do you have some upcoming shows?
So this is exciting. On the 13th, which is a Friday, I'm doing a single release party at Firebird Tavern in Troy. I'm putting out a new single that I co-wrote with Louis Lee, who you're familiar with. And so we're going to be putting on a big show, me, Rob Lewis, and Hammer Cameron Miller at Firebird Tavern in Troy. That's on the 13th. I'll be doing a songwriter showcase at 20 Front Street on the 19th and a number of other dates in September before the big Gratiot Cruise.
And where do people find shows?
You can go to thejackiedanielsshow.com. You can friend me on Facebook. I have a Facebook page, Jackie Daniels Music. You can stream all that stuff on Spotify.
Super. And Alan, do you have anything new coming up? The projects that you're being involved with beyond, obviously, the Kenny Rogers?
Yeah, obviously, the Kenny Rogers thing. We're just starting to get back into the theater season, which is usually like September through June. So we get pretty busy. But I am in the middle of a project. I have a new single coming out that I've been recorded like 2 years ago. But I wrote a song back when my mother was going through Alzheimer's. It's just one of those times that I was kind of writing a lot of inspirational music, and I wrote a song about her experience and what she was going through called Can You See the River? And we're in the process of getting ready to do a music video. We're recording that on the 29th of September. And sometime, I haven't really picked a date for the release yet, but it's probably going to be sometime in the middle of October. We're going to release the song and the video at the same time. So that's my big project besides supporting what Jackie's doing and what we're doing with the Kenny Rogers tribute.
We will definitely look forward to that coming out. And that's hits home with C. Willie as well. So
It's a tough song. And I think when you get a chance to hear it, you're going to be like, wow, it's hard to sit through it. And of course, Jackie sings on it. She went to Nashville with me to record it. It's just incredible.
We were crying in the studio. I was crying. I know.
Father teases me that I have Paul Mugger.
This is true.
Song, I know it's going to have that. This is going to be some tissue. And you're bad. That's for certain. So we're promoting here the North Gratiot Cruise, Saturday, September 28th. We're going to have an opportunity to hear the Jackie Daniels Show and a special guest, Alan Trenner. We'll be joining the stage. Once again, the lineup out here at Pete's Butcher Block Bar, 5025 Gratiot Avenue in Chesterfield Township. Wolf Monkey takes the stage from 11 to 12. Blue Sky Riley's on at 12:15. 86 Noodles will be rocking the crowd from 1:30 to 3. And then the Jackie Daniels Show. Wrapping things up for the day, 3:30 to 6. She'll be on the stage. Alan will be joining her as well at some point during that program. Anything else you want to add to getting the folks out here and seeing the foods and the incredible music?
If you haven't been to Pete's Butcher Block Bar now for the North Gratiot Cruise, please come down. It's so much fun. I mean, people come year after year for a reason, and we've been doing this for a long time, and it's just such a good vibe. So get down here, enjoy some music, see some really cool cars, and yeah, that's all I got to say.
We'll see y'all out here on Saturday, the 28th. Now let's give a listen to this. I'm Jackie Daniels.
You dropped in atomic bomb of you had me feeling You told me this. You told her that. You wouldn't tell me where you're at. Just playing games. It felt so good, Mr. Moondragon. And what a shame. My mystery, Mr. Mean Moondragon. My Mr. All Night, Mr. Red Flagon. My Mr. Moon, Moondragon made a big mistake. A big mistake.
Hey, this is C. Willie, and Quarter Peep and I want to say a special thanks to all the performers who joined us here at Pete's Butcher Block for this special episode of Vehicle City Sound. Make sure you come down on Saturday, September 28th, 2024, for the North Gratiot Cruise, and of course, all the outstanding music you'll hear beginning at 11 a.m. from the Pete's Butcher Block stage. Thanks again for joining us, and be good.